Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for October 21st. I'm your host, Paul White. We are in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and we are starting verse 2 today. Let me lay out the case for this. Why are we in 2 and not starting at 1? Well, 1 was, I think, that really the tail end of 10, by the way, chapter 10. So the really a new thought starts in 2, where Paul starts talking about head coverings. There's an almost unusual 16-verse passage here that at first blush looks as if Paul has moved outside of his context. But it's when you keep the context in mind that this begins to make sense. Why does Paul talk about head coverings among men and women in respect to prayer and worship at this point? There's been nothing to indicate this would be where he goes. He actually got into meats offered to idols, a little bit of communion. He'll come back to communion in verse 17. But if you'll recall, the greater context of where we've been for the last few weeks is Paul has been talking about those things that you do that hurt your brother. They appear to be sort of sins against another man's conscience. Back in verse 23, all things are lawful, but they're not helpful. They're lawful, but they don't build up my neighbor. And then there's that eat what you want in the market, eat at a man's table what he puts in front of you. But if he indicates it's been offered to idols, it's your sign that his conscience is weak, so don't eat it. Try not to offend a Jew or a Greek or those of the church of God. Don't seek your prophet, seek another man's prophet. And then head coverings. So with that context, you know this. Paul has set up a theme. Some things you're doing are causing problems for other people. They stress people out. They hurt your neighbor's conscience. They just look bad in front of people. So watch out. And I think if you keep that in mind when you go into this head coverage passage, it helps. If you don't keep that in mind, here's what happens. If you don't know context, you'll read things like, if a woman prays and her head's uncovered, she dishonors her head. A man doesn't have to cover his head when he prays. You'll get into what will come out as external expressions of holiness. Because if you have no context, you'll say, well, there's a certain way you're supposed to dress and a certain thing you're not supposed to do. And so do them or don't do them. It doesn't matter if you like it or not. It doesn't matter if it's culture or not. They're just certain ways that a believer's supposed to be. And while I don't disagree, there are certainly things a believer should not want to represent. But I think taking something like the 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians and not looking at the context is a quick way to put people under condemnation and bondage and, quite frankly, to just put major confusion into what we're doing. Before we read any of the verses, I'm going to do something I don't do very often. I'm going to skip 14 verses, and I want to go down to verse 16. And I want to read a verse that I kind of wish had come at the top of the chapter, because that might have helped us. And a verse that I wish people would read more often in regards to how to handle some of these sort of troubling waters contextually. Look at 1 Corinthians 11:16. If anyone seems to be contentious, we have no such custom, nor do the churches of God. It actually says, but if anyone seems to be contentious. Okay, I read that verse for this reason. The closing of this section that we're about to go into over the next few days, the closing argument Paul gives is, listen, this isn't supposed to cause contention. We don't have these customs. Neither does the church of God. And the churches of God, by the way, are a distinct group of people, distinct from Jews and Gentiles. Remember chapter 10, verse 32? Don't give offense to Jews or Greeks or to the church of God, or as I said it in my paraphrase, don't give offense to Jews or Greeks or Christians. And so Paul brings that statement back in verse 16 to say, we don't have these customs in the churches of God. I think if you could keep verse 16 in mind and realize that it appears as if Paul is saying, listen, we're not going to sit and fight about this stuff. There's no contention here. These are not our customs. These are not necessarily the way that this isn't worth us fighting over. And so we need to dig deeper then, since we know how he ends with, don't fight about it, we don't have these customs, then we need to figure out why he says some of the things that he says. Let's begin reading. Verse 2, now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the traditions just as I delivered them to you. We don't know exactly what all of those traditions are, by the way. Paul has delivered a lot of things probably in the flesh, in person to people. There are certainly some new traditions, some things that are going on in the body, in the churches of God, the body of Christ, that perhaps had not happened in Judaism. And there are certainly aspects of Judaism that have been pulled over into that first generation church. And I think until that temple came down, that was constantly an issue, is that things of Judaism, that's kind of why I am so infatuated by the book of John, because John's gospel, I believe, comes at the end of the first century and is probably the last book written in the New Testament, the canon. And it's speaking to people to become believers, but it's not speaking to Jews. And it's trying to make sense of this world in which Christianity and Judaism have had a clean cut. I don't think it gets looked at through that lens enough. So I don't know what all the traditions are, but he's going to tackle a few issues going on in the way that they worship. And we'll start with him in verse 3 tomorrow. See you then. God bless.